Hey, we're recording.
We're going?
We're recording. Near, far, wherever you are. Oh,
what?
That's what I heard walking up to the Chanley estate this morning.
Yeah, the kids have the Casio keyboard out.
Beep, boop, beep.
And that is one of the prepared songs. They play that and the theme from Star Wars. Yeah. Over and over and over.
We went to the Magic Castle, and you know how there's that piano there that you could just tell to play stuff?
Yeah, what's the name of it again?
Roger Piano.
No, it's a woman's name. It's like Glenda or something.
Daphne.
Can you play? Yeah.
We told it to play the theme from Star Wars, and it did it too.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends. Josh is here, everybody.
Yay.
Howdy, Josh.
How you doing?
Doing just great.
How was your Halloween?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah, it really was.
What'd you do?
Well, first of all, just need to have a sip of coffee.
Oh, yeah. So let's just start this way.
Yeah,
I get a text on the way in that says, Annie goes, do you want some coffee? And all of a sudden I have like this flash before my eyes of you going, I hand roast my coffee, I grind my coffee. And I stop and think, I'm like, my God, I've been coming here for a year and I've never had the Chanley famous roasted.
How many
ground
years have I
coffee.
Known you? 8 years?
Yeah. Well, even I wouldn't expect you to bring your coffee into to the sound and give it to me, but I mean, I was so excited. And then I get here, he pours me a cup, he gets his own little milk jar out, he pours it in there, and I'm like so excited. And he goes, oh yeah, this isn't that coffee. This is Costco
this
coffee.
This is Costco coffee. Well, Laura said, are you going to offer Josh a cup of coffee or something? He helps you build your shed. You never do anything. You should get donuts or bagels or something. I text you. I'm like, Laura says I have to cater the podcast.
Do you want some coffee? Hmm.
But this is Costco coffee.
And it's delicious.
And it's goddamn good. It's, the big bags, like they have 3-pound bags
right.
of the beans. And so I grind them here, right? And make them, make it fresh. But this was the Mayan blend.
Is
just a medium dark roast.
Made it way back when.
I'm a big fan. I've come to realize my taste is Central American coffee.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Central/ South American. And so that's my bag.
Well, so next week, am I going to get the Chanley? Real
I'll
Chanley
make you
coffee?
Some goddamn coffee. Yeah.
All right. Do you use like a French press, or is how do you do it?
Oh, do you want to?
I'm not afraid of a French press.
You're going to, you should probably drink it on the toilet. Because it works.
All right, when you wake up in the morning, okay, I don't have to go to the first thing I do is I sit on the toilet before I shower, right? Because I like to clean. When I leave the shower, I want everything clean, right? And I'll try. And sometimes it doesn't happen. But if I go downstairs and I can make a coffee and stand there, hold it to my nose, I'm fine. As soon as it touches my lip, I just go... It's like somebody's knocking. Someone's coming out, so I have to run back upstairs. Exactly.
Hello.
I'm coming out whether you like it or not. But yeah, coffee does that to me.
You must be a king turtle. You're wearing a crown.
Turtle. Yeah, I get a turtle head.
Oh, that's disgusting.
All right, so how was your Halloween?
Halloween was grand. It was really good. And first of all, you were just showing pictures of, and I didn't see him on Facebook, of you and the family.
Yep.
As the Mario.
As the Mario.
Super Mario family.
What's a triple thing?
Not triumvirate?
Yes. I was Luigi.
Tribunal.
Against my wishes, I wanted to be Bowser, but Owen insisted that I be Luigi.
You were Luigi. Looked fantastic.
Owen
with
was
the
Mario.
Suspenders and everything.
Yep.
No, I didn't look closely. Were those, was that a throwaway costume or were those nice suspenders? Were those like Oshkosh?
No. It was a throwaway. I'm going to keep it, but it was a throwaway. Here's the worst part about it is it was literally a unitard. So once it was on, if you had to pee, you had to take the whole thing off. I couldn't put anything in my pockets. It had nothing. So I put it on at work, And I had the worst camel toe in the world. it was disturbing. They were like pointing it out at work. My wife's like, put shorts on and that'll help, because I tried it on before. But actually what happened is the shorts just pronounced it. I mean, it was just like, it was moose knuckle. It was out there. I'm like, I can't wear this thing around anymore. So I took it off because I had to go take a leak. So I'm like, I'll just take the whole thing off. And then Cindy's like, try it with jeans. And I put it on with jeans and it was a little bit better. But thank God it was dark out, because I would have got arrested. If you notice in the pictures, Owen is strategically placed right in front of me, so nobody can see what religion I am. Yeah, after I put it on, a couple of people felt like we needed to have an HR meeting.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it was fun. It was great. What did you do? I'm going to have some of this coffee.
You're drinking it out of a cool mug, too. Listener gave me that.
David Bowie. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, David Bowie. I was at Stardust.
You know, was it the inside of this album? There's the phone booth. Is it this album?
Is it on the...
Well, there's one where, like, if you open it up, he's actually inside
the phone. Oh, right, yes.
I was in that phone booth.
No shit.
Yep, it's in an alley in London. And it's this weird alley, and it's right at the end of the alley. And they turn the out. There's, like, a bunch of restaurants in the alley. So the alley is basically, like, this big outdoor dining room, because you can't drive down it. So they put, like, all the tables out there, and at the end of the alley is that phone booth. Okay, Halloween.
Well, look at you, Doctor Who. Halloween for the kids. Viv wanted to be a witch.
Yeah.
A mean witch.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
she insisted on, because I asked her, and she was like, I'm a mean witch.
Oh, yeah. She had the broom and everything. Clear. She looked great. Yeah. She was great. And she had the, she was practicing all month. It was just, I'm going to say, I'll get you, my pretty. So she was really stoked to be a witch and everything. Silas, he wanted to be, we didn't want this. He wanted to be a scary clown. He's obsessed with it. We were talking about this, right? Well, Laura, you know, we both say, no, this is not age appropriate. It's not age appropriate. This is bad. He goes, you'll let me be the devil, but you won't let me be a clown? Yes, because the devil's fictitious and scary clowns are fucking real.
Right, real quick, the neighborhood that we went to, some genius took red balloons with helium and put them all around the gutters.
Oh,
you know what
God.
I mean? All in the neighborhood. I was like, what a genius thing to do. But go ahead.
Anyway, Lara finally relents and lets him buy a clown mask.
Uh-huh.
That night, he proceeds to have a nightmare about it. And is like, just buckled over the whole thing. So we're like, no, fuck that. That's going back. You can be a jester or whatever. And so she, splits the difference, and he is this like court jester thing. But
he's like a demon jester.
But he had already ordered we'd already gotten the trident, the pitchfork.
Right.
So it was like a mixture of something or the other. But he had the red paint because he was going to be the devil. So he still wanted the red paint on. So I painted his face red and so forth. And he kept going on, Daddy, you got to wear something. Daddy, you have to do something. Daddy, you got to wear some kind of makeup. Come on, you have to do something. So finally, we had the red makeup for his face and the green makeup for her face. I'm like, what am I going to do here? Make a stoplight?
Right. Christmas tree.
I do some color math.
Well, it's sad that's not the first time someone said color math on this show.
And brilliant. I mixed the green and the red together make brown.
Right.
And that brown, I painted a hipster mustache with the handlebar.
Yeah.
So I had this hipster mustache. So I was going around like that. The only problem is it wasn't very neat. So it kind of looked like I got a dirty Sanchez.
Like someone just smeared shit on my face.
Yeah. So by the end of the night, I had forgotten that, I had it on. I'm meeting our neighbors and stuff. I'm like, hi, how's it going? Yeah, we've been wanting to get our kids together for a long time. Great, we finally met you. So that was me.
I had a mustache on top of a mustache, and that thing like fell off. It was like dangling from my mouth. It was just, I took that thing off after about half an hour.
Well, we, the kids got a tremendous haul of candy. That we talked last year, didn't we, about the Switch Witch?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
There's a story.
It's just like Elf on the Shelf.
Kinda.
Yeah.
There's a witch.
Right.
Sweets the witch, and the idea is that if you get a whole bunch of candy, instead of eating all that candy,
yeah,
and ruining your teeth,
change it for
and
currency,
becoming a little crazy person, mm-hmm, you can trade in the lion's share of your candy.
For a clown mask. For a scary clown mask.
For a toy.
Yeah. All right. So it's
If you give a little bit of candy,
now,
you get a little, right, you know, piece of shit
like
toy
a
from
full
the,
Reese's Pieces.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay, it's value.
The value. So if you give a lot of candy, you get a nice toy. If you give just a little bit, you get, you know, a little trinket piece of shit from the dollar store.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, they each got to keep 10 pieces of candy,
uh-huh,
that will be doled out, you know, one a day for 10 days.
Right.
But, and create heartache for 10 days. But we went over to our old neighborhood just because, you know, we know some of the neighbors there.
Yeah.
And the kids, you know, are
familiar with
they're fond of the some of the decorations that go up,
right,
every year. They're sentimental for it. So we went back over there, and there's this one guy that puts up, the guy that puts up the peanuts.
Right.
Hey, wait till you see my peanuts.
Come over and check, yeah, out my peanuts.
Well, we go up to his house, and he said that, and I actually repeated it with him this time. And he's like, full-size candy bars. I said, like it should be. We said it in unison. But he's like, barks it like he's angry. Like it should be. He got fucked somehow when he was 8.
He threw him at you, yeah, off your chest.
Full size candy bar, like it should be. God damn it! It's like what's his name, John Cobilt, on the those Saddleback Eye Center ads on KNX.
Oh yeah.
I've got 14 fucking certificates. What are you deaf as well as fucking blind? I can get your eyes checked.
It was like Ed Asner with the solar things. What are you, stupid? How are you not calling?
Hey, Ed, what's the catch? There is no catch. God damn it. I'll gut you from belly to brisket.
I'll slice you straight up your neck.
So we go over there. We get this. What was great was this guy gives, you know, we got like a couple of full-size candy bars in there. And if you're a kid, I mean, that's, you got to keep that, right? We're walking away after we go to a few houses, and he says, so do you think I have enough now for the thing that I want? And I said, I don't know, man, but I have to think. With those full size candy bars in there, that's, you're putting the thumb on the scale.
Exactly, you know, exactly.
It's geared in your favor.
Exactly.
This is good. So he gave up those full size candy bars and stuff, and just, you know, kept 10 small things.
He traded those in because of the value.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, there was somebody giving full size candy bars away, and I would just stay out on the sidewalk, and he would run up, you know, the driveway, and he gets up on top of this driveway, and it's like the first place that had full size candy bars. So he grabs one, and Owen just turns around and screams, "Daddy, they're full sized. What do you want?" And I'm just like, no, it's not. He's like, "You can have one. They say you can have one." I'm like, no, it's all right, buddy.
We went to one house.
Yeah.
Somebody gave him Belvita breakfast biscuits. That's bullshit.
I saw that.
Belvita.
I saw that.
Wait, what did you just
that
put in?
Was hilarious.
What did you just put in a wrapped up Kraft single piece of cheese or something? God damn it.
Here's a Hot Pocket.
Yeah. Here's a couple of packets of Belvita. Ketchup and relish.
Hey, you know what though? This is really truly a great time to be a parent though. Right? Because this is the part of the year where you get to do that thing where they go to bed.
Oh, right.
And you totally go rifle through the... But
totally,
there's a fine balance there, right? Because you can't just start horfing all the stuff that's really good. You got to start off with the Almond Joys and the Mounds. Well, and you parents out there that give away Almond Joys and Mounds, you are the heroes. Because you know kids, they hate that shit. So, and it's all for the parents.
Oh, right. So you're saying they're good.
Yeah,
oh,
I love them.
Almond
I'm just saying,
Joy's the
and,
best.
And I know. And the kids hate them. They're always like, Almond Joy. And you're like, guess I'll have to take that one.
Lara hates Almond Joy. I'm like, what is your deal?
My mama got me hooked on those a long time ago.
Oh, they're the best. Yeah. Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Ba-ding, ding, ding, ding.
Almond Joy's got nuts.
Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate and a coconut too.
He's playing air guitar, by the way. He just played air guitar to the Almond Joy commercial. Yeah, but then you have to like, you can't just purge everything, you know what I mean? You got to be like slowly nitpick at it. You got to graze from the outsides and work your way in, because they'll eat all that Starburst Skittles bullshit.
Well, that's the thing, is they gave it all up, so they have their 10 pieces each, right?
So you don't have to play that game.
And all of
you
their candy,
bribed them.
All of their candy is in a bag in the closet,
in your closet.
So every night, getting ready to go to bed, have a glass of wine. Where's the bag?
Exactly, it's the worst. You diet all day, and all of a sudden it's like 9:30. I've had a few cocktails. I could go for a Reese's peanut butter cup right now. And then all of a sudden, I'm 10 wrappers are laying on the floor.
Oh, and you better get rid of those fucking wrappers.
I know. And you got to like go to the garbage can and tuck them down the side and
cover
them up.
There will be questions.
Yeah. And it's the same way when you throw away their art projects. You always got to take them straight out to the street or take them out to the garbage can. There's tricky little things as a parent you learn to do that normal people don't do.
Oh, yeah.
You got to hide garbage.
So for their big haul of candy, Viv got a baby doll.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and this tall, 18-inch tall baby doll. And Silas wanted a really rad robot.
What's that?
Is
it really rad? Or is it just
saying, it's all right. It's pretty cool.
It's also a pretty cool robot, not really rad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse
me.
It's a robot that talks, moves around, dances, and you can. It's actually like one of the better, cheaper remote control things I've seen.
Because
if you're a lot of things, you're driving them and you've got to stop and like it backs up to turn and that kind of stuff. You can't do everything.
Anytime you buy one of those things, you got to look to see actually what it does, because turns right.
This one, you can just put your thumb on the forward button and it'll keep going, and you can turn while it's doing it. And so it's actually kind of neat in that regard. And it's on belt tracks.
Like a tank.
So, robot like that. So it goes around, and you can talk through the controller.
Ooh.
Like in the next room, it's like, I see you. And you can hear back, It's
That's
like an intercom.
Awesome.
So it's kind of cool, but it dances. It'll do a dance when it dances around on its own for a minute.
Right.
And because it dances, we showed Silas the Thriller video for Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
That was what? Even the dance scene?
Yes.
That was terrifying when you were a kid.
Yeah, but it was during the day, and he was fine with it.
Yeah, but still, it's all funny and good times during the day.
At any rate, there's that scene where Michael is walking down the street with his girlfriend, who kind of looks like a young Felicia Rashad. He's dancing around her.
Beginning.
Which
is weird, because they start having a movie theater, and all of a sudden they're walking home, and it's like the woods.
I know. Yeah, and they're walking through the cemetery.
Like, where the hell are you going?
Where'd you go from the city and you end up in a cemetery like 100
yards
away?
You were in a jam theater, and now you're like out in the middle of the sticks.
Right.
I don't understand that.
So anyway, he's dancing around her like Gene Kelly, he's, and just, floating. He's a great dancer at that point. There's no disputing that. But anyway, Silas decided to name his robot, because it dances so well, decided to name it Michael Jackson.
That's awesome. MJ? Does he call him MJ?
He calls it Michael Jackson, which makes me a little nervous to leave him alone with it.
Oh, jeez.
But
you went there.
Speaking of that,
Speaking of what?
We got a message.
Oh, what about, we do face bag?
Yeah, on the YAF line, the O anal PM hat.
I couldn't remember. I knew it was an anal PM hat. But
yeah, the phone number, if you want to leave a message for us.
Anytime you want,
anytime,
on anything.
Yeah, 24 hours a day, is 626-657-6428. 626-657-6428, and that spells out O, the letter O, anal PM hat.
You know what we forgot? Right before we forgot.
What?
We forgot to talk about. We forgot to tell the listeners that Sam Farmer and Larry Morgan are on assignment.
They are on assignment, and we should try to call.
Oh, okay.
Each of them and see if we can get them on the line.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's see here. But do you want to hear? We did get a message.
All right, we got one.
Yeah. Well, there's one where they Google Voice welcomes us to Google Voice. And then I have the ones where you called. Do you want to hear the ones where you tested it?
If you want. I don't even remember. I'm assuming they're ridiculous.
Here, let me see. This is you testing it.
Hey, this is Oscar from Sun Valley. Screw you guys and your stupid shed.
Screw you guys and your stupid shed. That's nice. And then what was the next one that you used to for a test? We were just trying to see if it worked out.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'm a child.
You know what that one, what it showed up on here, that does the transcription of it?
Yeah.
Listen,
also, you get like a...
Yeah. Listen to your...
Beep, 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 beep.
Look what the transcription was.
DVD TV.
DVD TV. And then, let's see. Here's the one message that we got from one of our listeners. Let's see what this says.
Hey, guys. Love that you guys offer this podcast for free, but I was wondering if I could maybe pay for a version that doesn't have Andy's bad dad jokes in it. Thanks. Bye.
Asshole.
Sure. We'll do anything for money.
So there you go. The YAF line.
The diet caffeine-free, no dad joke version.
Yeah. Just know your phone number shows up on here. Assholes. 626-657-6428.
Or how about maybe we do, you do a warning before a dad joke, just so that we know. Like maybe ring the bell or something, just so, there you go, and that means one's coming around the bend. You have one in the chamber ready to fire, and we'll know.
Hey, what do you call an octogenarian pirate?
What, Andy?
What does an octogenarian pirate say?
I'm 80.
I'm 80. All right, yeah, that's all I got for today.
That hurt.
Fuck you, dude.
He pointed at the phone, too, angrily shaking his finger at the phone. All right, what about Facebag?
I recognize that voice. Facebag. Oh, I didn't pull up any Facebag. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So what else do you want to talk about? You know what I want to talk about?
What?
I want to talk about Joshua J. Fligger sweeping your artificial friends' fantasy football teams this year. I beat Sam Farmer in fantasy football, and last week I beat you by 2 points in fantasy. And I have one of the worst teams in the league. I think I only have 3 wins, and one of them is against Sam, and one of them is against you.
Tell everybody what your team name is.
The Turds of Misery.
Jesus. So the trade went through.
Yeah.
For everybody that was wondering about I got Odell Beckham Jr. And Sam got Tariq Cohen and
I think he won that. I think he won last week without the trade going through.
Did he?
Yeah. I think.
Nice. Well, see, it's turning things around for him. The mojo. He's got the mighty mo.
See.
In his favor.
I've been on the mighty. You know what the mighty mo is? I've been on the mighty mo.
Wait, is the mighty mo the? Is it the? Don't tell me. Is it the ice resurfacer for the Penguins?
No. It's the USS Missouri.
Oh, is it?
Where they signed the peace treaty.
It's not a Zamboni?
No, it's the battleship in Pearl Harbor. Not the one that sunk, that's the Arizona. It's the one where you can go and see where they signed the peace treaty.
I see.
Yeah, fun fact.
That is
lesson.
A fun
fact. We talk a lot about Hawaiian history in this show, don't we? Talk about pineapples.
Wow.
I guess we did. It's pretty deep.
Yeah. Should I try to make this phone call?
Sure.
Info here. Should we try to call Larry?
Why not?
See if he's dead. Oh, sorry, that's a little loud.
It's ringing.
Oh, we never did call.
Did we call Jackie?
Did we talk to Jackie?
Oh, well, let's try her next.
I forget.
I don't know. Let's call her again.
Did we talk to her?
I don't think we did.
It must have been a beer episode because we don't remember. All right, Larry's not answering.
All right, you want to call Jackie?
Hey, hello?
Oh,
there he is.
Hi, Larry.
Oh, sorry. It took a while for the phone to kick. I might be in a spotty area here, so who knows?
Okay, where are you at?
I am on the 101 going through Santa Barbara.
Oh, nice. Are you going or coming?
That's a personal question. I am headed up to Cambria.
Oh, nice.
The rolling of the R.
You're on the air, caller.
Oh, wow. Am I the winner? Your artificial friends plays the most music and less talk. Did I say the phrase that pays?
Hey, congratulations, Larry. In addition to, what was the, did you guys, you won an award, right?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
The plexiglass Marconi.
Marconi. In addition to that, once again, number one in the ratings.
K-Earth 101. Yeah, month of October, we're looking really good. We were, yeah, that's right. Is it October? Is it November yet? What the hell?
Hey, when do you guys...
where am I? Who are you people?
When do you guys flip to Christmas music?
That's
you guys, right?
That is basically when we shut down our business and walk away. We actually go over to the transmitter and turn the old damn thing off. And we let Coast take care of that. And then we come back in January and start firing things up again.
Nice. can you play that song about... Daddy's Christmas shoes again, or whatever that is.
What is that?
Hey,
that
is. Hey, Mister, can you help me with Daddy's Christmas shoes?
Is that the Dolly Parton one?
No, that's a little Andy. It's the Christmas shoes.
Isn't that called the Christmas shoes? Yeah.
That song is.
I don't even know.
Shit.
What's the worst Christmas song?
Well, that's right up there.
It's got to be the Paul McCartney's.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas.
That's a real divisive one. People love that one or hate that one.
Oh, it's just like it's fingernails on a chalkboard.
Let me tell you something about that song, though. I looked it up.
Yeah,
Paul McCartney sings it.
Uh huh.
He wrote it. He produced it. He plays all of the instruments on it. And that song alone is played so often, so many places around Christmas.
Right.
That since it came out, I think he's made like between $15 and $20 million off that one song.
So he could live off that if he wasn't already a multi-Beatle billionaire.
You know another one that's trash is?
What?
Is the one where I think I'll be skipping Christmas this year or something. It's a girl band. It's a female singer.
Oh, you're talking about the waitresses?
Yeah. That was so, I hear that. I remember the first time I heard that, I was out here because they don't play. I've never heard that
Christmas rapping.
It was a big K-Rock song.
Okay, I remember driving around in L.A. and the first time I heard that song, I was just livid. It's like, this is the worst song I've ever heard. It made me mad around Christmas time. And every time I hear it.
You guys have just pointed out, you have picked out two of the grand total of five Christmas songs we'll play between now and Christmas. I have to put my vote in for, I tend to go for the novelty because those are the ones that burn the most, and it's got to be Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah.
It's just that's not nails on a chalkboard. That's somebody hammering nails into my cerebellum. It's just big, stupid, hick, dumb, bad rhymes, and just I can't stand it.
Yeah,
I'll think of it later.
You know you're a redneck of Christmas songs.
I think Jeff Foxworthy did a redneck Christmas song. If you look it up, I don't care.
I'll pass.
I can't stand the original Spike Jonze version, not the director, from the 40s or whatever. Two Front Teeth.
I love that song.
It kind of goes 9 miles up my ass.
I'm indifferent to that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're just a bunch of bah humbuggers.
Kicking off the holiday season. what do you hate about Christmas?
I'm sitting here looking at my Starbucks holiday cup. Everything happened this week.
Did you go yesterday and get the holiday cup, the red holiday cup?
No, I got one this morning. Multicolored and has all sorts of different. It's like a candy stripe.
If you ordered one of their specialty drinks yesterday, you got a red reusable cup.
Oh, I saw somebody get one of those. I thought he just paid for it though.
No, and then you take that cup in every day after 2 p.m. and you get 50 cents off another one of those drinks that make you fat.
Yeah, I'm not. I like coffee flavored coffee.
yeah.
So
I like my coffee like I like my men, dark and bitter.
How do we get back to coffee?
Which is why I hang around with you guys. Hey, I know.
Thanks, buddy. I went into Costco yesterday, by the way, to buy some coffee. And you can't move in, you can't get in the store without squeezing past a shload of Christmas stuff. And they had in Lowe's like a month ago when I went to get all the materials for the shed. It was wall to wall Christmas stuff already. It starts in September.
I went to the grocery store at lunchtime on Thursday, the day after Halloween, and they just had all of the, there wasn't one Halloween thing in sight, and they were putting up all the candy cane cardboard things and stuff like that. I'm like, it hasn't even been 12 hours.
Alex and I went to the Grove to see Bohemian Rhapsody the other night, and we walked through the farmer's market and came out into the, you know, where the trolley goes through the middle of the Grove.
Right.
And it was like, holy crap. And there was Santa's house. They had the ribbons around the poles. They had Santa and the flying reindeer. The tree is actually up and not lit. They clearly started putting that stuff up weeks ago because it didn't happen overnight. But that was... that was on November 1st. We walked down that street, and it had been 82 degrees that day. Yeah. It's just like stupid. Oh,
Laura was thinking about going to the beach today, making it a beach day. It's ridiculous. It's November, what, 3rd? Question, quickly, Bohemian Rhapsody, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Firmly in the middle, sideways. It's
thumbs in your middle, sideways.
Yeah, thumb, absolutely level, horizontal thumb. You know what? It's about half good. I mean, just about the time you kind of feel like, oh God, that was a stupid. It's a very standard formula biopic, unfortunately. So it doesn't do justice to either Freddie or the creative genius of what he exhibited, and it doesn't serve as a great history of the band, especially if you're a fan and you already know it. But when it leads up, and I don't think it's a spoiler alert, the framework is that it leads up from the formation of the band basically to the Live Aid concert that was this kind of big triumphant almost comeback performance that's become legendary since then. 20 minutes of just like, it's one of the greatest live performances ever. And that last section of the movie makes up for practically all the just kind of trite, dumb stuff that came before it. It's, so, you know, if you're a fan, you'll get into the music, and Rami Malek's performance is great, but it does not serve his memory or the band as well as I wanted it to. I expected something much more creative.
For the last part, the Live Aid thing, did they just use the audio, the real audio from Live Aid, or did they recreate it?
It sounds to me like they used, it sounds to me like, because Alex was so, had never seen that full thing before, so we went back and found it on YouTube after we watched the movie, and I think they got a beautifully restored, remastered version of the actual audio, and they recreated it down to the frickin' number of Pepsi and Pepsi cups on the piano, and like little subtle nuances of the way Brian May was dancing around and John Deacon is, you know, thumping to the music. It's like it was recreated to a T. It was pretty wild.
Huh. So Borat, did Sacha Baron Cohen, did he dodge a bullet by not being in this thing, or would it have been better if he were up there?
No, I don't think he would have been that good.
Maybe if he would have been up there as Freddie Mercury singing Throw the Jew Down the Well. Like in Borat.
I mean, he certainly could have pulled off the mustache. We know that.
Right, yeah.
But, I mean, it's okay. I wish it was better.
All right. Well, I was wondering, not to put you on the spot, but is there any way we could have you favor us with a few bars of your favorite Christmas song?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
My favorite Christmas song? Are we all going to do it, or are you just trying to embarrass?
Well, how about you start it, and we'll come in.
What are you talking about?
We want you to kick off the Christmas season.
No. See, if I start singing, you're going to hang up on me. But if I never start singing, then I get to stay.
You think he's still talking right now? And then he's like, son of a bitch, they did it again.
Douche. Do I answer?
Sure.
Hello?
Have yourself a merry little...
It never gets old.
Oh, truly one of my favorite things about this podcast.
Oh, heavens. What an American treasure that fella is.
Yeah, what a good guy.
I'm going to block his number. And should we try? Sam Farmer, right now, I'm going to tell you, probably won't pick up the phone. I told him.
He's not, at a big.
He's at a football game.
Yeah, big game.
Yeah, he's at the LSU.
Alabama, LSU?
Alabama, yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Sam. Roll Tide.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Doing well. Sam, are you at the game right now?
No, I'm actually in New Orleans. It's going to be a 7 o'clock game tonight. So go up with a group of writers. We'll head up to Baton Rouge, which is, we're giving ourselves 2 hours. So we'll leave here in New Orleans at 2, get a few hours in Death Valley there before kickoff, and then cover that game, and I'll hop back in the car, come back to New Orleans for Saints Rams tomorrow afternoon.
What a game that is, at least expected to be, with Jared Goff going in there with a high-powered Rams offense.
That could be
offense,
a home field advantage right here.
And in the Superdome against the Saints, where mm-hmm. they're usually very, very, very potent. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at this college football game is number one against number three, and you could say the same probably about this NFL game. This is number one against number two or three in the NFL. So it's a great football weekend. And it feels like Southern California here. I mean, it's a nice, probably 65 degrees and beautiful day in New Orleans. So it's the setting is terrific.
Hey, Sam, what have you eaten so far that's been really good?
Oh, well, last night I went to Clancy's, which is a great New Orleans restaurant. Yeah. And
what'd you get?
We had a table of nine, so it was a lot of writers. And we started off, there was a shrimp salad, and then I had, I had gnocchi as an appetizer. Gnocchi that was phenomenal with this fennel sausage. And then on my main course, I actually had chicken, which is unusual for me, except this chapatoulas chicken is phenomenal. So I had that.
Is it like a Cajun thing?
It was just the way they prepared it. Was just like one of the rich, very flavorful New Orleans style. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had lobster risotto that I split with somebody. And then there was a veal dish that was really good too. I mean, this place is just.
Are you gonna do the gumbo or jambalaya at all while you're there?
I was thinking of walking. In fact, I'm walking over to meet a buddy of mine from the Washington Post over to his hotel, and I was thinking we'd do gumbo on the way before up to the game. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure you got that in before you left.
Will it be a mighty rad gumbo?
What's that?
Well, it'd be
pretty cool gumbo.
A mighty rad gumbo. Didn't Little
Mighty
Feet,
Rad Gumbo.
Didn't Little Feet have that song? Like,
I thought you were talking about your kid's robot again.
It's gumbo, mighty rad gumbo. That's awesome. So, when you had the veal, could you taste the pain and suffering of the time?
Was it seasoned with tears?
I thought the tears made it slightly salty, but I could taste it. Better than that, I can just taste the sheer terror.
With a touch of innocence.
So the cruelty sauce.
Speaking of cruelty, would you like the cruelty sauce on the side?
How do you prefer your cruelty?
Speaking of cruelty, can you tell everyone what Paige did with your Halloween goodies?
Oh, that was cruel. I mean, we live in a neighborhood that's got tons of trick-or-treaters, just people bust into our neighborhood to trick-or-treat because there's small houses, and they're all kind of close together, and it's boom, 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 and it's people go all out for Halloween. And so we had a couple of giant bags of candy.
Oh, with a full-size candy? Like it should be!
It wasn't a full-size candy. You know, one time, I think I told you this before, but I caught Paige one time giving out one Jolly Rancher per kid.
That's right.
I was like, we're going to get egg. We're going to get egg. You can't do that. But
you'll be scraping those out of your gutters for next year.
Yeah. So there were the mini candy bars, but those will suffice. I can eat 14 of those at a handful.
Right.
And Paige, the day after Halloween, is giving away all her candy. Like, there's no more candy at our house.
Like, who'd she give it to?
Our neighbors. Little kids. I mean, you know, I don't get to get this stuff during the year. Typically, I might be able to sneak a little ice cream into the refrigerator, but I get a look of heavy. She's heavily displeased if I show up with a bowl of ice cream.
Right.
So the one time a year. And then there's no candy.
Sounds like a little kid. Just and then there's no candy.
Yeah. Sam, I tell you what.
We had a little bag of Dum Dums.
I'll tell you what, Sam. Next time you're here in person for a podcast, I'm gonna save something out of our big bag of candy for you.
Hey, I got you some Rolos last week.
Little package of Belvita.
Those were awesome.
some Belvita breakfast biscuits have your name on them.
Oh, my. I saw those. Yeah, the blueberry breakfast biscuits. Yeah.
That's horrible. Yeah. Well, Samuel, have a great time covering your game.
Thank you. I wish you guys were here.
Me too.
Me too, yeah.
The sports writers are just a bunch of inveterate gamblers and alcoholics, aren't they? You're having a really good time.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish you guys were here. We need to find someone beneath us on the food chain.
Yes.
So,
I don't think there's many.
Enjoy your lunch today. Have some gumbo for us, and enjoy the game tonight and the big game tomorrow. And we'll be thinking of you.
Thank you.
Have fun.
One of these days, we'll have to do one of these from the road.
Oh, yes. And now you're talking.
Take you guys on the road. So think about that.
We'll go to Bourbon.
Anyway,
go to Van Nuys.
All right, Sam. Travel safely. All right.
Thanks, bud. I'll see you next week.
Well, that was dumb luck. That was fantastic. We got a hold of both of our.
You know what? I didn't just realize, but this is the beginning of the greatest time of year. You know that because Thanksgiving is coming up, and once Thanksgiving is coming up. It's the season of the meats.
It is the season of the meats.
Right. It all ends. Well, then you end 2018 with Ham Week, right?
Ham Week.
From Christmas Day until
special.
New Year's Eve. Then you kick off 2019 with a culmination of the pork roast and the sauerkraut and the hot and the kielbasa and the pierogies and the hot dogs and the mashed potatoes.
Can you
meat?
We have mashed potatoes.
That's going right around the corner.
Yeah, Emmett Otter's Junkyard Christmas. Can I ask you a question? What is the name of the holiday that comes on the third Thursday? Of November?
Is it the 4th?
The 4th, yeah.
Thanksgiving. What did I call it?
That's what you called it.
Thanksgiving.
Who calls it that?
It's Thanksgiving.
It's not Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're saying Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving. I don't know what the hell I'm saying wrong.
You're saying
Thanksgiving.
You're,
what do you say?
The emphasis is on the wrong syllable.
Emphasis. What is emphasis? Emphasis?
Yes, I was joking. Yeah, that's the joke. You're saying.
Well, see, you didn't bell for a dad joke.
You're saying Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Instead of Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. Did I ever tell you a story? I had to tell you a story about my friend who couldn't say squirt.
Oh yeah.
Okay, squirt. I'm not gonna be squirt. Squirt, there, I got it.
We should talk about what I didn't get at Costco.
Okay.
They had.
I put
it on Instagram.
Is this what you texted me about?
Yeah.
Yes.
I put it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. There's another thing we got to talk about before. Okay, go ahead. You tell your story.
They have, at least in the Costco at Burbank, they've got the greatest advent calendar I've ever seen.
I know. We almost pulled the trigger on this.
It's a beer advent calendar. Yep. There are 24 tall boy import European beers.
Yep.
In this very festive container, and you start on December the 1st having a beer.
Right. Well, I did the math, and I figured out that we could do 3 beers per episode if we started, like, was it last week or this week?
Yeah, to finish out the year.
Yeah, and then we would have done all.
And then we would have had cirrhosis.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else we need to talk about?
What's that?
So, I went to apply to the Guinness Book of World Records. We can let the cat out of the bag.
Here's what we were talking about a few weeks ago. This was a plan that was put in place. It was born of Josh's brain years ago during Mark in the Morning.
Right.
Josh was the mastermind of many wonderful ideas, slow pitching cabbage to a
major league
slugger. Making Pruno,
yes.
Making prison wine
in a
bucket, and
shotgunning. Remember when he shot liquor into my mouth?
Shot liquor, yeah. It was on the 8th anniversary of the station, yes. Mm. And also making fruit salad with a weed whacker.
We got in trouble for that.
A bucket.
Dave
did not like that.
No, he came up to the door and just stared into it, gave everybody the shit eye, just was like, and ran back in his office. He was not happy. Because we had all of the... Remember when we did the hot dog thing and they dumped condiments all over me while I was dressed up like a hot dog?
Yes.
Well, the engineers got mad because a fleck of ketchup or something got on one of the monitors or one of the boards. So the new rule was we couldn't be messy anymore. So we countered that rule by making fruit salad with a weed whacker inside the studio. Like less than a week later, we didn't even let the wounds heal. We're just like, oh, we're not allowed to be messy anymore. So anyway.
That's great. So anyway, one idea Josh had was to enter the pantheon of record holders in the Guinness Book of World Records.
I've always had a dream of being in the Guinness Book of World.
What is your dream?
I've always thought that's got to be the coolest thing. To hang on your wall, that's got to be the greatest thing in the world because no one can ever take that away from you. You always have it. If I had something that said I was in the Guinness Book of World, it would be my living room.
Oh, sure.
And so what I did is I went, I'm like, how do we do this? Let's figure out something we can do, and we can do it something live on the show.
Right.
And I couldn't think anything, but at that time you could go to the website and they had a list of things that you could possibly do. And one of the ones that hadn't even been attempted yet, what they say is if you can't just be like fastest person to eat a quarter and then just eat one quarter and it's like, I win. There has to be a bare minimum. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they say, so it's a little bit at least legit. And I found the best one that I found was the fastest person to eat all the candy out of an advent calendar. And I applied and they gave me all the rules and they accepted it. And we never got around to it. So I went back to reapply to do it on this show, right?
Right.
Because you have to have, there's rules. You have to film it with like 2 different cameras. You have to have like 2 judges. One that somebody is like affiliated with refereeing or judging some type of contest,
sure.
Which we thought Sam would be great because he's a sports writer. They're not going to be like,
true.
You know, this guy's making crap up.
Yeah, he's legit.
And you have to, there were certain rules. Like I had to swallow each candy before I could proceed to the next. I couldn't just open them all and stuff them in my mouth. I had to eat them one at a time. It had to be from unopened. They couldn't be pre-opened. So what I was going to do, I received all the stuff, is I was going to go buy like three of the exact same ones and practice. And I had to eat like all 24 of them in under, it was like 2.5 minutes. It was something. I'm like, this is totally easy. I think I could totally, and you could drink water. You could do right. all the other stuff. But I was like, this is because nobody had ever done it, right?
Right.
So I reapplied and somebody did it. Oh. Somebody already did it. And I was like, ah. So I mean,
you can't
break
their record?
Well, I can try to break it, but.
What was their record?
I don't know. I was so mad. I turned the computer off. I was like, you jerk. And guess what? It was somebody doing it on the radio. It was somebody doing it on Facebook, like prank. It was somebody doing basically.
Someone heard you talking about it. I know they did.
Maybe. Who knows? But
maybe you can break the record.
Well, maybe we need to look either that or should we find another really dumb one? That was the whole point, is to find one that's so dumb that I can do it and nobody will ever want to break it. Right?
How
about, I feel like maybe this guy, he gets that.
How about we
record.
Do that with the beer advent calendar?
Oh, Jesus. 24 beers in like 2.5 minutes.
24 tall boys. 24 pints.
Yeah, so that was the Guinness Book of World Record thing. We should call in, give me ideas for another record.
That phone number again is 626-657-6428. That's the YAF line, 626-657-6428, or OAnalPMHat.
And Andy, how can people get a hold of you?
I'm glad you asked.
I was curious. I'd like to know.
On Instagram, it's Andy Chanley.
Okay.
On Facebook, it's DJ Andy Chanley.
When was the last time you posted a picture on Instagram? What was it?
Night before last. It was the Halloween.
Oh, okay. All right,
yeah,
good.
Me with the kids. And on, what else was there? Oh, on Twitter, it's Andy_Chanley. How about you?
You can reach me at joshuajflieger@gmail.com.
Did you get any email?
Joshua
your other
J. Flieger at Gmail. Is it Josh? No, it's Joshua J. Flieger. No, I didn't get any emails.
No,
either.
No, I didn't. Heavens.
Good show.
That
was
fun.
Yeah. Good and I'm looking forward to for the coffee next week.
Yeah, I'm going to make you some nice coffee. You'll enjoy it. It's good.
Totally. Should I go to the bathroom before I come over? Should I make my first dupe, one of your Andy coffee dupe?
Just wear a diaper.
Done. And I got one on now.
The people that you know don't like you. Your treasured friendships and tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
You haven't screwed up in a while.
Thanks.
Did you practice?
That was a left-handed compliment if I ever heard one.
Did you practice? Did you like go in your room and lock yourself in for an hour and just play it over?
Shut up, Josh.
All right, bye-bye.